your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and while my voice is not completely back, yeah, it's been a month, if you've been counting. It has been a month since I lost my voice. I don't love it. There is some sort of steroid I can go on, but like, I don't want to take a whole steroid and affect my whole body because my voice isn't back yet. I want it to heal things naturally, but we may have to bite the bullet and do it. Anyway, my voice is not back, but we are back. We are back. Like, my voice is back like 75%, but we are back 100% because it is 2026, and I am so excited to bring you the first episode of the new year. We have so much in store this year, especially our very first group event. Our group trip to Disney World and Musapalooza is literally days away. I'm looking at a to-do list written down on paper and on a whiteboard. Things are moving. Things are happening. I am, as we speak, I am waiting for a new phone number that I purchased. I signed up for a cell phone plan, okay? I signed up for a new cell phone plan to be able to set up a WhatsApp group chat for everyone going to the event with a dedicated phone number exclusively for Amusapalooza. Like, there's a lot happening. I'm ordering merch. I'm getting things done. There's maybe even a little craft. There's so much happening. So if you were not able to go to this one, for which I still feel boulders worth of guilt, just truly, I'm just like bogged down by the guilt I feel for people who wanted to go and couldn't. If you were not able to get in, which was my fault and I apologize deeply for, if you couldn't make it to this one because of timing, money, travel, schedule, etc., we will have more in the future, I hope, I pray. Things seem to be going great right now, so stay tuned for more. 2026 is going to be a huge year, which is why we are doing a bucket list episode. We did one of these last year, and there are so many more things that I just want to raise a little vacation flag about and be like, maybe you should travel here. Maybe we should all travel here. Oh my God, maybe a future group trip. To a bucket list location, that would be wild. Anyway, stick around. I hope your New Year's and holidays were great. Mine were great. I went to Colorado. My child skied for the first time. That was cool. She was scared of snow, which is shocking for someone who watches Frozen and consumes Frozen content 24/7. Did not think she would be scared of snow, considering her passionate love for Elsa, and yet it happened. She also went on her first roller coaster. She went on, I almost called her Barnstormer, but at Disneyland, it's Gadget's Go Coaster. She went on, was not scared, sat down, and I kept being like, okay, we're going to go up, 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 expecting her to lose her mind when we got up there. No, she loved it. We got up and she said, again, I want to go again. My child loves a thrill. She loves a popcorn. She loves a theme park. What can I say? She is my flesh and blood. And then what else? She went to a football game. I went back to the final night of the Holidays Made Here activation at Warner Brothers Studio Tour Hollywood. Was incredible. Also, if you don't follow me on social media, I did a guest episode on Scott Patterson's podcast. I almost said Luke Danes' podcast, but I did a little episode. The podcast is called I Am All In Again. I'm like, yeah, that's what it's called, right? Yeah. I Am All In Again. Why do I keep thinking I am all in? Yeah. Oh, he's just called I Am All In with Scott Patterson, but the actual podcast name in the little image is I Am All In Again. Listen. I am but a journalist who needs to get the facts straight about the Gilmore Girls podcast. Anyway, I did a little episode there. Go check it out. My 2 weeks of being a Gilmore Girls reporter have ended, and now we can talk about themed entertainment. So stick around. This is going to be a fun one. Hope you had a great new year and can't wait to see you every week in 2026. All right. See you on the other side. Bye-bye. Happy New Year, Becky!
Happy New Year, Carly. Can you believe it's 2026? I cannot.
I wouldn't if there weren't so many things encouraging me to travel this year that I sat down and was like, we are figuring out the vacation schedule because there's so much going on.
And this is the time when people look at their vacations. They call it wave season. And it's not a wave season this year. It's a tidal wave season. It has been a little crazy in all the best ways, because this is when all the suppliers and the cruise lines and the destinations come up with their best offers and deals. And as a matter of fact, I have so many today that we could probably do an entire podcast just on travel deals.
It's bonkers. And like, honestly, selfishly, I'm glad we're doing this because I saw the news and was like, this is too much for me to understand. I'm just gonna wait until I talk to Becky. Like, so everyone listening to this is getting the knowledge that I selfishly also want to know.
Oh, this has been absolutely insane. We usually expect Disney to drop a couple of offers the first of the year because it can wave season. Everyone has just got off of eating together with their family members and they're deciding where they want to go this year for vacation. And all the suppliers, including Disney, are ready for that. And they've come up with a couple of really unique offers that I was like, I haven't seen this in years. So it's really cool. So let's start with the first one. It is get two free nights and two theme park days for free if you book a 4 day or a 4 night or 4 day or longer package, right? So if you book 4 nights, 4 days, you get two free nights and two free theme park tickets. So you have a 6 night stay and 6 nights of theme parks, which is incredible. This is valid for arrivals from May 26th to September 15th. So we're looking at summer here. So if you're not even thinking yet about summer, now's the time to
Wait,
do it.
that's not even just summer, Becky. That's also like theme park Halloween.
It is. It's
That's
getting
like
into
all
that
the way
area
through
for Walt Disney World.
mid-September.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy? So
Yes.
it pays to think ahead of time, especially for these offers. The trick with this one is it has to be booked by February 15th and then it goes away. So if you're interested in saving a couple of days, then this is how you do it. This is when you do it, which is now to February 15th. Another one that they've come up with, if you don't need tickets, because there's people out there who are pass holders or whatever, and you just need rooms, they have save up to 30% on rooms. And that's from May 1st to, believe it or not, October 4th of
What?
2026. So that gets you all the way through September. I know. And however, if you're a Florida resident, you can save up to 35%. And if you're a pass holder, you can save up to 40% on
No.
rooms, but that's May 1st to July 29th.
Okay.
So, can you
Challenge
tell? Exactly. Can you
accepted.
tell this is this space that they're trying to fill right now because they're running deals on them? And then the third that came out was if you only need tickets, because there's some people who have timeshare or there are other locations that they stay in the area. If you purchase them a minimum of 4 day theme park ticket, you can get 2 additional days for free.
Wait, without
So
the room?
without the room, isn't that crazy? So
Why
that's
did I buy
valid
my
from
mom a new annual pass?
I that's real. Wow, that sounds like something we need to analyze for a little
Wait,
while.
the math on that is bonkers.
Exactly. So if you buy an 8 day park ticket, you get 2 additional days
Oh.
for free. So it's really nice to just get those 2 additional days at no extra cost. That is for tickets that are valid May 26th to September 15th.
Wow. I can't believe that, like, not only did they reintroduce Cool Kids Summer, which we only talked about on the podcast for a little bit, but like, is so, I had so much fun with Pearl doing that stuff. It was so
Oh, I
delightful.
love that.
But like, to have that happening, then they have like all these discounts and all these deals, which basically lets you go from a long weekend trip to like indulging in an arrival and a leaving day visit to the parks.
What was really cool, and this is again a benefit of booking with a good travel agent, like MEI and Mousepad
Yeah,
Travel.
yes, of course.
We went, the first thing that we did when these dropped is we went through all of the bookings we already had on the books and applied these offers and these discounts. So one of the things that we do, which is really fun, is we kind of have a contest between the advisors of who's going to save somebody the most money. It's a lot of fun
Wow.
when we run these offers. So I saw one advisor that actually saved a client $1,600 off of it
No.
applying these offers. Yeah.
And they just hung out, didn't even think about it, and then they just got an email that was like, by the way, here's money back.
And that is the best thing about what we do for a living is we get to make those phone calls and say, hey, guess what? We just saved you $1,600. What do you want to do with that? Do you want to upgrade? Do you want to take the money? What do you want to do? So I love my
Oh my God. Oh, the MEI Mouse Fan Travel Lottery is back.
That's a great way to put it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for this. I can't wait to hear what other deals you have in the next app
We got a
break.
few. Stand by.
All right, talk soon. Hello, and welcome back to our Bucket List 2026 episode. Now, on this podcast, when I say I am popcorn fueled, I'm not just using that as like a euphemism. I'm not just joking around. I am on my third bowl of popcorn this morning. Oh yeah, not even noon yet. Third bowl of popcorn. And Morty is standing underneath my desk, like literally ready for a piece to fall. I will give you one. There you go. I don't think you're supposed to feed a dog popcorn, but he loves it. He loves it so much, I can't help myself. Now, this is a big bucket list episode because this is the second time we have done this. And last year, we played it a little differently. We definitely stuck closer to theme parks. We talked about how we were looking forward to Epic Universe, which is now open. Oh my gosh, how exciting. We talked about, we kind of like ruminated on how some Disney experiences can be taken away. And so we should try to like see those before it's too late, which I have done. And I now believe I have been hardened to. Something changed in me when the walls went up at both Muppets Courtyard and over in Magic Kingdom by Rivers of America. Something changed inside of me when both of those walls went up. And I now think that I am just, I'm calloused, okay? Like, I don't know if you can hurt me anymore because so much change has happened so quickly. And walking mazes of walls in theme parks for 10 years now, like, I'm just used to it. I'm used to things being taken away. So that doesn't hit me as harder. Something that did hit me hard when I re-listened to last year's episode is that I did say verbally out loud, 2025 is going to be the year that I am going to make it to Dollywood. That did not happen, as we all know. So dare I say now, dare I tempt fate, 2026 will be the year that I am going to make it to Dollywood. The trip is booked, by the way. We booked it. Airfare, booked. Hotel, booked. Tickets, we're about to buy them. Like, we are going back to Dollywood 100%, full stop. It is happening this year. If Delta Airlines will follow through on their promise yet again to bring us there. But essentially, we just talked about a lot of random stuff. And enough about that. I don't even want to talk about last year's episode because this is this year. But this year, I wanted to do it a little differently. We've got seven. I originally thought it was eight and I just realized my math was wrong. We've got seven domestic American locales that I desperately want to visit. And what's really fun about this episode is that we're not talking about Disney. We are not talking about Universal. We are talking about locations throughout the United States of America that I'm obsessed with, that I desperately want to go to, that I want to encourage you to go to. And based on where you live on either coast, you are likely quite close to one of these. Like, one of these could be possible for you. Maybe it's 2 hours away, maybe it's three, maybe it's four, but it is possible to make a trip out of one of these no matter where you live in the country. If you live in the country, if you don't live here, come visit our beautiful country and visit all these places because they seem really great. But we are going to discuss the seven places I am itching to go to in 2026. Starting with the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures in Kansas City. Now, I did not even know this was a place. I did not know this existed until the algorithm. Praise the algorithm, okay, people? The algorithm, we have complained about it for years and years and years, but you know what it has done now? It has given me exactly what I want. Every time I open my feed and scroll, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I like that dress. Yeah, I like this girly style. Yeah, I want to go to this place. Like, it has figured me out, and I'm using it to my advantage because it has brought me this place that I did not know about. The post that got fed to me was a little video of a bunch of bears on display. It was behind glass. It was like an old school Paddington bear, a vintage Yogi bear, a old Winnie the Pooh, an aged Fozzie the bear. And I will say the caption was a bit unsavory for these airwaves. It had to do with a dream rotation. But are you kidding me? Are you joking that there is a toys and miniatures museum in America and I did not know about it? This place looks absolutely incredible. And I know that because I lost my voice, I can't reach my high highs that I typically vocally reach. But know that while I am in this register, my feelings are up here. I just can't hit the notes right now. But I am so jazzed about this place. Now, it looks incredible. Which I didn't really realize, I kind of grew up seeing miniatures in museums. We would go to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago all the time. Our parents would take us every year. We took like a family photo there every single year. We went all the time. And I have this deep, hazy memory of there being this thing that I looked up and it's called the Colleen Moore Fairy Castle. I will put a link to it in the show notes, but they have all these little castle rooms and all these little miniatures and they're so sweet. And while looking up and like trying to refresh my memory of this deep memory that I have, I also realized they have miniatures at the Art Institute of Chicago. Like, are my memories blending? Was my whole childhood just going to a museum and seeing miniatures? Is Chicago kind of its own miniature museum? If you haven't been to either of those museums in Chicago, you have to add those to your bucket list for real. But I spent my whole childhood there, and so now I'm like, oh, a museum of just miniatures is something I gotta see. They seem like they have historic toys, iconic toys. I will say the website is not giving me the visuals I crave. Their Instagram could really use the careful touch of an aggressively online 22-year-old. But from what I understand, they've got like Happy Meal toys behind glass under the guise of it being educational. And that is what I'm looking for. It seems like an absolute must the next time I am in or near Missouri. If you live nearby and have seen it, please call in. If you want to go to this and you go to this year, please let me know. It seems so sick. I just can't get enough and I need more because there's not that much online about it and I don't know why. Similarly, a museum I am dying to go to, dare we say, the Muppet Mecca, the Center for Puppetry Arts in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, this has been in the news lately because in case you didn't see it on, let me double check the date, in November, so like just a few weeks ago, the family of Jim Henson announced that the Kermit the Frog statue that was dressed as Charlie Chaplin that was outside the lot where the Jim Henson Company was headquartered until very, very recently in LA. I know him as Kermy. Because whenever I drove down La Brea and saw him, I'd go, Kermy! And I'd wave at him. He is gone out of LA. Heartbreaking for me. Personally, very, very upsetting. But they are gifting that to the Center for Puppetry Arts. This is a big deal because this place is not only like the go-to place to honor puppetry and basically all of the Jim Henson Company's creations, but now they have something that was an iconic piece of LA sightseeing, and it will be at this museum. Now, don't worry about like, the Kermit's gone. To give you some like general information, because this is a big discussion that is happening in LA this week and like the past few weeks, there was a story that just came out in the LA Times about the lot. Essentially, the lot was sold where like the Jim Henson Company was based. The lot was sold to Mick G, who's a film director, and John Mayer, who you may recognize from ever listening to music inside a CVS or appreciating his guitar skills, because that dude is very good at guitar. Anyway, Mick G and John Mayer purchased this lot, and when they purchased it, the name changed. Now I believe it's Chaplin Studios. They're like honoring its heritage. It felt a little like, like the Kermit's being taken away, but on the lot front, they are doing an incredible job. I was lucky enough to, mascot of the podcast, Jeffrey Epstein comes up every time. I was lucky enough to attend a MPTF Next Gen fundraiser with Jeffrey, Jeffrey's on the board of MPTF Next Gen, and they do wonderful work for everyone involved in the film industry. I went to this event on the lot, which was hosted by Mick G, and so much care has been put into this lot. So much like energy and preservation, like they really, really, really care. There was a second when they were selling this and we were like, oh no, they're gonna put up a high rise. Oh no, no, no. But I'm so grateful. If you like haven't heard many details, just know that the lot is okay. The lot is good. It is being cared for. It is a historic piece of Los Angeles and Hollywood history. It is being cared for. But while I was heartbroken that Kermit was being taken away from moi, I'm excited there is something to look forward to beyond what they already offer at this magical, magical locale. Now, I'm going to be so real with you guys. I do not know what is inside the Center for Puppetry Arts. I do not know because I selfishly want to be surprised, which is rude and inconsiderate of me as a journalist, I will admit, but wise of me as someone who is a diehard Muppets fan and loves to be surprised and wowed by things. What I do know is this. One, everyone I've spoken to who's been there has talked about it positively and loved their experience. Two, they claim to have the world's largest collection of Jim Henson puppets. Huge, huge in my book. And three, they actually have in-person puppet shows at this museum. And the 2026 lineup looks bonkers. Now, I keep calling it a museum. It is an art center. But if you have a big bird behind glass, you're a museum. Thank you very much. Take my money. I cannot wait to go. Some of these puppet shows that they have in 2026, Tales of Edgar Allan Poe, The Stinky Cheese Man, and other fairly stupid tales, something I completely forgot about until I saw it on the calendar and was like, oh, that's going to be a puppet show there? This place seems like heaven. It seems like home, and I just need to be there sooner than later. The third location on our bucket list is Wall Drug in Wall, South Dakota. This is one of those many locations that has been on my travel shortlist, and particularly my chaotic girls trip travel shortlist, for years now. But a kitschy, infamous store experience hybrid known for attracting millions of visitors every year is right up my dream vacation alley. I have never been to South Dakota or anywhere in that region, really. It's just like one of those trips that I think will happen one day. One day I will see Mount Rushmore. One day I'll eat fresh fudge and look at a gigantic T-Rex animatronic in a massive gift shop. One day! And I kind of want that one day to be sooner than later. I looked into it a bit, and I did not know this area has prairie dogs all over the place. Like, you can just see them. They're just there? Blowing my mind. But I watched some videos and read some stuff about Waldrug, and it is bananas. There's a ton of history here about them basically offering cold water to people traveling through, but now it has expanded into a behemoth. There is tons of Western art. There is a homemade ice cream in an ice cream parlor. There is like multiple cafes and donut shops and all of these things inside. Floor-to-ceiling decor. They have hot beef sandwiches that they're known for. Like I said, donuts that they're known for. I saw a photo of the map of this place, and it basically feels like a store cosplaying as an amusement park. They've got an apothecary museum. They like have storefront exteriors in the indoors, which will be a theme in this episode. Nothing is better than a storefront exterior that is indoors. Give me an outdoor feel while I'm inside. That's all I care about as someone who loves themed entertainment. But this ain't just a store. No, 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 no. Waldrug has animatronics. They've got animatronics, baby, and they are creepy. They've got some real freaky robots up in here. They have, oh, I don't know, Dr. Feelgood and his Waldrug tonic, which will cure all. And he, once you put a bunch of coins in a machine, kind of talks, and it's extremely terrifying. If you have ever said an ill word about the Walt Disney animatronic that is at Disney, Just look this up, and you will be on your knees thanking Walt Disney Imagineering, because this thing is terrifying, and everything that we are used to in theme parks is light years better. Everything is so, it is so creepy, dude. It is so creepy. There's a robotic cowboy orchestra. Like, this could be a horror movie. I'm sure people have written one about it, but I gotta see it with my own eyes. The things they have go on and on and on, much like the store, and I mean, looking into this, I like, now I need to go even more. This may have to be our 2027 girls trip. It may have to be, because I know I have friends who will go here with me, and I kind of need to cash in on that. Similarly, something else that has been at the top of my list all through 2025 that have been like, ooh, next year's going to be the year, is Colonial Williamsburg in Williamsburg, Virginia. I went here as a child. It was, I think, 7th or 6th grade. We went on a big trip with our class, and we like all went to Washington, D.C., did museums, did Colonial Williamsburg. The only thing I remember from here is a woman churning butter and the fact that we could buy this sparkling cider. It was just like sweet sparkling apple juice, but it was such a thing on this trip. And we would like go back to our hotel room with our friends and like drink our cider, and we would be so excited about it. That's all I remember about this, is the cider. That's all I remember. But I looked into it, and it's way cooler than my memory was letting on. I also thought it would be geared just toward little children on school trips, but no, there is a ton of cool adult stuff here. And if you're not familiar, or if like me, it's been a minute, Colonial Williamsburg is essentially a living history museum that is over 300 acres big. That's huge. I just view this entire place with shiny nostalgia glasses as like the midway point between a theme park and a museum, which is coming up quite often on this list. I am itching for fun themed educational stuff, in case you couldn't tell, here and from what's to come. But really, at the end of the day, if I'm going to drag myself on an airplane, if I'm going to travel, if I'm going to spend the money, if I'm going to spend the time, what do I want more than to walk around outdoors on a beautiful day and learn something? And to see the 20 historic trades and skills on display? I just want to fart around and talk to some artisans. You know what I mean? I just want to drink a cold beverage and learn about carpentry and blacksmithing and tin plate working. All of Colonial Williamsburg just feels like an entire theme park land. It's very Disney's America. If you know, you know. I mean, you can fully learn how people just would make bricks. Fun to me. Some people like to go to Mexico and rot on a beach. Me, I want to learn a new skill from someone who is pretending to live in a different time period. And it's not just that. It's not just like the whimsy of it all. It's not just the history of it all. Did you know? Because I did not know this until today. Did you know there is a nice hotel in Colonial Williamsburg? Like a fancy, fancy, fancy luxury for real hotel. A Colonial Williamsburg. I looked into it and I was like, please tell me this dining room has a classic afternoon tea because I couldn't find it at first. And ooh, it does. And you know that that cucumber sandwich, it is gonna hit. They've also got a fancy little bar with like a full menu of zero proof drinks. They also, if you don't want to stay there or some of the other hotels, they have authentic 18th century accommodations, like little houses that you can rent with, ooh, little old house. It's like spending the night inside the American Adventure Pavilion. It just seems really quaint. I don't know. It is really scratching an itch that I didn't know I had. And dude, I just want to wake up on vacation, get some like educational history without being in the confines of like a stodgy old museum. Like, I just want to feel the freedom and the immersion of a theme park, to feel the outdoor air while also learning. I want to do carriage rides. I want to buy weird homemade jams and stuff. I want to see the leaves in the fall. I want to see the leaves in the fall and walk around and drink a cider. And I refuse to ever say that phrase, leaf peeping. Bleh. But I just want to soak up those autumn vibes and have the added bonus of learning something new. It just seems dope, dude. It seems really dope, and I really want to go there. It is located also near Busch Gardens Williamsburg, which isn't my vibe, too intensive coasters. I think I'm done with those in this lifetime. But if you wanted to make more of an amusement park trip out of it, they have that. They have a water park. There's tons of other stuff nearby. But I want to go just to talk to the people. I want to travel there just to talk to people living in another time. This place fascinates me. I need to go back, and nay, I will go back. And from what I was talking to some friends in New York when I was last there, being like, we gotta go to Colonial Williamsburg. And one of them is like, oh, I read something where there's a chef or someone who works in the culinary industry. They go there to get their knives because they are made like by hand. They're forged. They're made the right way. And I want to go shopping in Colonial Williamsburg and see what they have to offer. I already scoped out the coffee shops. They have a pretty cute, quaint neighborhood-like one in the town square. And I just really want to go. I really want to go to Colonial Williamsburg. But it is not the only thing on my list for 2026 for my future vacations and, you know, just planting a few little seeds of where I think you should go. Stick around after this break. We will get into the rest. And trust me, there are some doozies ahead. Every plate is the affordable, low-stress way to cook great meals while balancing work, social life, and budgets. As the self-proclaimed queen of doing too much, making fresh meals at home doesn't just happen easily. You gotta meal plan, meal prep. You gotta find time to get groceries and not get them so late at night where you'll be too tired to cook, but you don't want to get them too early in the week where everything goes bad. And you have to spend time to make sure you don't leave anything off the list. See? It's very stressful. Every plate is an affordable meal kit that simplifies weeknight cooking and solves all these problems, while also guaranteeing you're going to treat your household to a full dinner without sacrificing all the time you kind of want to spend doing anything else. With over 35 weekly choices, they offer an incredible array of dishes. They've even got more chicken dishes than before, more veggie-forward options, a bigger variety of global flavors, but also their most popular ones, like caramelized onion smash burgers. They've really got it all. It's half the price of takeout, saves you time at the grocery store, and offers consistently low pricing, meaning you can make wholesome meals quickly and easily. I love EveryPlate because it solves so many irritating problems. They give you back your time, your energy, and if you're like me and get so mad when you see that you need one sprig of dill for an 18-ingredient recipe and everything at your grocery store is so expensive, it also kind of saves your sanity too. And I love that it keeps you on a schedule, so you're not looking around the kitchen at 7 p.m. at an empty fridge and you end up eating a handful of cashews, potato chips, a bag of turkey jerky, and calling it a meal. Surely we can do better than that in 2026, right? And we're gonna do it with EveryPlate. Try EveryPlate and get $2.99 per meal on your first box, plus free steak for a month. Free steak for a month. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use the code AmusingSteak to claim your offer. That's code AmusingSteak at everyplate.com/podcast to get $2.99 per meal on your first box, plus free steak for a month. Offer varies by plan. One free 10-ounce serving of steak per box for 4 weeks with an active subscription. Ditch the dinner time dilemmas with EveryPlate. Do you want to know how much I love Quince? Do you actually want to know how much I love Quince? I have two examples, and I'm going to give you them both. First of all, when I see my Quince ad details come in, I'm like, oh, baby, I can't wait to talk about this company. Why? Because I legitimately wear their stuff almost every day of my life. Right now, I'm wearing my purpley bike shorts. I wore them in my workout class this morning and was like, these look great. And I'll tell you, I've had them for over a year. I wear them constantly. I'm always washing them. They look fantastic. Quince is quality, and I just can't quit it. And the second thing, listen, I have been binging a different podcast, and they also work with Quince. They also have ads from Quince. And I don't fast forward because I'm like, yeah, tell me more. Tell me all about how these pieces are perfect for layering and mixing and building a wardrobe that lasts. Tell me about those soft Mongolian cashmere sweaters that feel like designer pieces without the markup. Quince really is that girl. And if you haven't shopped with Quince before, you gotta be doing it. Everything they say they do, they do. They have perfectly cut denim for everyday wear. Their wardrobe essentials are crafted to last season after season. Or if you're me, workout class after workout class. Because while I've bought plenty of stuff there, sweaters, accessories, ooh, the workout stuff is what I always come back to. But that's not even what they're always talking about. They've got Italian wool coats that are beautifully tailored and soft to the touch. All of their items have quality through and through. The stitching, the fit, the fabrics. Every piece is thoughtfully designed to be your new wardrobe staple. And like everything at Quince, each piece is made with premium materials in ethical, trusted factories that are priced far below what other luxury brands charge. Now, obviously, I love Quince. I wear them all the time. But I do need some new things. Like, winter be wintering in LA and I need some heavier layers. And I am looking nowhere else but Quince. Like, whatever I used to do 10 years ago when I'd like go to the mall when I needed something, that is simply not happening because I'm just going to Quince. I'm just going straight to Quince because I know they have it all. I just think they're great, and I want to make sure you know it too. If you are thinking about refreshing your wardrobe at the start of this year, do it. Don't wait, and do it with Quince. Go to quince.com/amusing for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. They're also now available in Canada, too. We love you, Canada, if you're listening from there. Hi. That's quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/amusing. Welcome back. And I don't want to acknowledge the elephant in the room, but my voice is not back 100%, as you can tell. And it's really hard to emphasize how freaking excited I am about these locations when I'm all squeaky and I can't go up here. I don't have the full range, and it's frustrating me, and I'm doing my best. But please know, if my passion is not coming through the way it typically does, it is just my current vocal hemorrhage limitations, and I will be back. Oh, I will be back. I was supposed to go, I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago, I was supposed to go on vocal rest, sure, and I was supposed to not drink caffeine, not gonna happen, and then at some point during the holiday break, I was just like, we were in like a rental, we went to visit family in Colorado, there's too many people to be in the house, so we were in like a little rental condo, and for days, I would just like be like, Pearl, come here, Pearl, Pearl, I need to get dressed, Pearl, we have to get ready to go to ski school, Pearl, 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 don't touch that, Pearl, don't touch that, put that down, and then after days of that, I was like, oh, no wonder my voice has not come back. How can you possibly parent a child and have your voice come back? How can you parent a child without caffeine and while being silent? Like, impossible? Impossible. And so I'm doing my best. I apologize. I'm hoping by next week I will be at my full range of joy capacity in the higher octaves. But for now, just know that inside I am so excited, even if my voice sounds a bit monotone. Now, the next place you will probably have never expected would be on this list, because we have mentioned this state a lot on Very Amusing, and we have never mentioned this location because it was not on my radar. And that is the Milwaukee Public Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Imagine my shock, nay, my horror, to discover hiding inside this Wisconsin museum in a city I have been to plenty of times was something I am obsessed with. We talked about it already, and we're going to talk about it again. It's outside buildings on the inside. Exteriors in the interior is one of the best themed feelings you could ever feel, and I love it so much, and I did not know it was here. Now, I came across this from the most unexpected of sources. A tweet from no one else but Trixie Mattel. Yeah, their childhood dream was to visit the fake city inside this museum. And if they did not share that publicly on Twitter, a platform I am never on, it would never have become my adult dream as well. They've got cobblestone streets. Ooh, you can walk on brick inside and feel like you're going in different stores. They have little signs that are burned into my brain. They have a streetcar. And if you have not been to Milwaukee, there is no time like the present. First of all, the slogan of this museum, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Are you ready? Harvest curiosity and connection! Exclamation point! This museum is on our level, okay? Their slogan ends in an exclamation point! Harvest curiosity and connection. That's basically, I should steal that. I need to update my Instagram bio. That's me. Harvesting curiosity and connection. That's all I do. I just want to like hold hands with this museum and be like, we were destined to be friends. But the reason it is pertinent that you try to visit this year, if you can, is that the Milwaukee Public Museum is moving in 2027. So this is the last year to visit them in this building. See this in this iteration. Now, the new building looks nice. It looks fancy. It looks very chic and new. But I got to see this thing in its old dusty glory before it's too late. Because this museum has, not to go full Stefan SNL, but it has everything. It has bugs. It has rainforest exhibits. It has global exhibits. They have a faux European village? What? Like extreme Epcot Germany Pavilion beer garden vibes up in here. And that's not even what we're coming for. They truly have a little bit of everything, which is cool, but it ultimately does not matter because we are here for the streets of old Milwaukee. And I don't know if you have the same brainworms that I do is basically what I'm trying to say. But if I'm at Disneyland and I'm on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, all I want to do is get off the ride and go into that little town, near the dispatch at the end I just want to stand in that little town. And that is what this feels like to me. Obviously, like a different time period, a different location, yada, 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 whatever. But what's so incredible about this is that it's essentially an immersive experience from over 50 years ago. This has been around for that long, and I just need to see it with my eyes. We also have our second creepy figurine in an old pharmacy-like building of the episode. Yeah, there's a lot of crossover in my interests here. But Trixie knows what's up. Trixie truly knows what's up because this place kind of feels like if you were standing inside the Carousel of Progress, but it was an entire city street. I mean, if we cannot make it to the shopping mall inside Barbara Streisand's basement, we can make it here. And if you don't know what I'm talking when I say that, I'm sorry, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say that, do a little Googling. Google Barbara Streisand's basement shopping mall. You're welcome for the most blissful 20 minutes of your life. I'm just saying I have to walk these faux cobblestone streets before they get moved. It has to happen in 2026. And if you need more reasons to go to Wisconsin, let me shout them out for you. Milwaukee, incredible city. Incredible city. Go to a Brewers game. See the sausage race. Yeah, they have mascots dressed like different hot dogs and sausages racing. They have great merch for it. It's incredible. You're very close to Wisconsin Dells, one of my favorite places in the entire world. And I won't get into Paul Bunyan's, even though I feel like all roads lead back to Paul Bunyan's. But I am now needing to plan my summer around this as a must-do, and I think you should do it too. Who knew? Who knew the Milwaukee Public Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin was something worth traveling for? But alas it is. Now we have two more spots, my lovelies, on this bucket list trip episode. And if you are, none of these places are like, ooh, I should maybe book a ticket, see where I'm going. Maybe one of these two will stick with you because the next one is a long time dream that I've had. And it is to stay inside the world's biggest Bass Pro Shops at Big Cypress Lodge in Memphis, Tennessee. My friend and colleague Tara went this year and made an incredible video about it on Instagram. I reposted it. I will put it in the show notes. But truly, what a dream to stay in a pyramid. Okay, we're starting with a pyramid is the shape of the building. Staying in a pyramid, staying in a hotel room, and the balcony overlooks the store. You can just see boats from the balcony while you're inside. There's also an underwater-themed bowling alley where balls come out of the gator's head. What the heck? There is so much happening here, and it's made me realize that there are two people in this world. There are people who are like, I need to stay in like just like a nice hotel. I just need to be in like a nice no-frills hotel. I need to know what I'm getting. I need a hotel. And there are people who dream of sleeping inside a mall or a store or a place you're not supposed to sleep at, which begs the question, did we all see something in our childhood that like awakened this in us? Because I know the listeners of the podcast are very interested in this type of stuff. What is it that was like the nexus event for all of us being obsessed with things like sleeping inside a pyramid-shaped store with stuff in it? What is that? What is that? But I am the type of person who dreams of waking up and looking out inside a store, and I need it to happen for me. According to her video and what I've seen, they have stuff like activities for the whole family. They have huge aquariums. I want to go in that elevator. They have a view of Memphis, but like, honestly, no offense, Memphis. I don't care. I just want to be inside the pyramid. I just want to be inside the pyramid. And while I was looking into this, okay, I was looking at rooms, obviously dreaming, daydreaming. I discovered the governor's suite, the governor's suite in this hotel that I would commit a crime to stay in. The governor's suite, the average rate is $600 a night. $600 a night for this suite. Now, for a regular old hotel room, that's a lot of money. But this room is so big, it has three bathrooms. $600, like if we're talking Disney money, you're not even walking into the Grand Californian and getting away with $600. Maybe deep January weekday on like a Tuesday or Wednesday night, maybe you can get under $600. But $600 for this room that has a king and two queens and a full freaking kitchen and a woodsy living room and a dining room and multiple fireplaces? This might have to be my 40th birthday trip, which is not next year, but is after. But still, I am so obsessed with getting this room now. It has become a hyper fixation of mine within the last 5 minutes. And while I was on the website perusing, shocked to have found this, I also discovered that they have a walkthrough virtual tour, which we are going to do together. I've been waiting. I've been patiently waiting so we can do this together. And I pulled up the link. I will put it in the show notes so you can do it yourself. But it is room 357. Room 357, and we're about to walk in. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, the first thing I'm seeing is antlers everywhere. Antler lamp, antler chandelier. There's a deer on the wall, which I don't usually love, but when it's part of the theming, I love. I see antlers peeking out from another room in this virtual tour. I can't even tell. And we are in the living room. There's a fireplace. It looks like the Grand Californian lobby almost, only you get to stay here by yourself. And as you walk forward, virtually, of course, I'm just clicking on buttons. Ooh! We're through the wall and we are looking inside the pyramid at the store. I'm seeing boats. I'm seeing water. I'm seeing swampy old trees. I'm seeing all the other rooms. And I'm seeing a truly gigantic balcony. There is a table you can have breakfast at. There are four rocking chairs. There's so much furniture in this governor's suite. Okay, we are moving forward. Wow, it's like a wrap around situation. This is pretty bonkers. Okay, I'm entering one of the bedrooms. Wow, wood carving, stained glass everywhere. More animals mounted, which I don't think my child would be cool with, but that is fine. This is a queen room. Oh, they got a bathtub. I love a bathtub. We're moving back through the living room. Oh, there are photos of woods and a man with a gun and then a bird on the wall. Don't love it, but I love the theme. A gigantic kitchen. Can fully cook a meal in here? Like, what? Like, I can just cook dinner inside a Bass Pro Shops in my room and then eat it on the balcony? Wild. King room, themed beautifully. Fireplace under a TV from the bed. I just want to rot there. There's desks. I can work. I can move in. This governor's suite is so good. And I need to stay there once in my life. And like the price point is less than Disney hotels. So I think I'm going to make it happen. I think I'm going to make it happen. Now, the last item on our list to refresh your memory, we have done the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures in Kansas City. We've done the Center for Puppetry Arts in Atlanta, Georgia. We've done Waldrug in Wall, South Dakota, Colonial Williamsburg in Williamsburg, Virginia, I'm also making sure I counted correctly. Milwaukee Public Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Bass Pro Shops Big Cypress Lodge in Memphis, Tennessee. And the seventh and final option, not a museum, not a fake town, but kind of in a way, is Legoland, California. I have gotten dozens of questions about Legoland, California, and I have somehow never been there. I have never been there. And I am recording this in real time, okay? I'm recording this a couple days before you will hear it. And there is some sort of like media event happening in the next few weeks. And I emailed them, was like, I'm so sorry, I don't think I can attend. And they were like, what if we give you a hotel room? And now I'm like, what if you give me a hotel room and I go? What if I just on a whim cross this off my bucket list in like the next 20 days just to go there and come back for the night to outside San Diego? It's in Carlsbad, California. Honestly, I'm not from here. I'm not from around here. I don't know how far that is from San Diego. I think it's near there. I think it's quite near there. And I have heard only incredible things about Legoland. I have visited the one in Florida for a story. I stayed in the hotel by myself as an adult, which people thought that was weird. People thought I was weird. You know, it was my job. I like drove there on a work trip. I drove all the way there. I rented a car. I forget what it was, maybe a travel and leisure story. I was given a tour from someone who worked there. I was given like a behind the scenes walkthrough. Like I did all of it. I didn't have a kid at the time. Like I didn't have family who would travel that far. Like I went and it was a work trip, a real work trip to Legoland, and staying there alone was a little, the vibe was not the, going solo to Disney, great, blissful. Going solo to Universal, fantastic. Going solo to Legoland, not the same. Feels a little strange. Everything's very themed for like, oh, certain genre, and that genre is young child. And if you don't have one with you, it's a little off. But now that I have one, I'm hearing that Legoland is the spot for young kids because they can go on everything. And I have really, really been dying to go. I wanted to go last year. I really want to go this year. And this might happen for me like imminently. Bro, wait, I'm on the website and they say they're an hour away from Los Angeles. That is simply not true. Hold on. That is like in a world devoid of traffic. Let me check right now. Hold up. Sorry to make you listen while I do this, but my Google does not know where I live because I don't want it to drag me. Okay, yeah, 2.5 hours right now in the middle of the day to get to Legoland. Not an hour. An hour if, you know, other cars don't exist. 2.5 hours. That is a normal amount of time to drive because to Disneyland right now, it's probably an hour and a half. Do-do-do-do. Sorry to make you listen to me. Typey-typey. To Disneyland, hour and a half. An hour more to get to Legoland, to a place I haven't been before? This must be happening. But the reason I'm so heck-bent on going to Legoland California Resort is that they are opening a new land in March 2026. They're going to have an indoor family coaster called the Galacticoaster. Incredible name. They're going to have new rides and character encounters. And everything I've heard about this park is fantastic. It just seems like there's so much to do, so much to enjoy. They have a water park element. There is an aquarium, the Sea Life Aquarium there. But they have so much stuff and they have Legos. And I know that they're really, really good about having areas for kids to play freely, to play with Legos. There is like a build your own Lego center where you can just like sit and play with Legos all day, which is like, that's a child's dream to have a bunch of Legos and to not have to clean up after them. That's a parent's dream too. I think I'm going to do it. I haven't even looked at the calendar. I don't even know if I could do it, but there are so many rides here that young kids can do. And for me, that is so important and a main reason why I want to go. I think Lego's great. I think Lego's great. I think the fact that Legoland exists is great. And yeah, I guess we may be crossing that one off first because I want to see that coaster. I want to see that coaster real bad. Oh, wait, what is this? Lego City Deep Sea Adventure? You go on a submarine? I am not willing to go on a submarine voyage to Disneyland, even though my child has been drawn to it lately. I'm like, oh, they only let tall children on there. I really don't want to go in it. I don't want to be trapped in it. I don't like it. But I want to look at the little Legos and let her play in the Lego playgrounds and go on the Lego coaster and see Miniland USA. Miniland USA, the things they do with Legos are incredible. And I want to see them. Yeah, but this is going to happen. This is going to happen for me. Hopefully, I hope everything on the list happens for me. The Legoland is in my near future. And there's also a really good chocolate chip cookie nearby, which I think I probably mentioned on my recap of our Disney Wonder sailing last March when I took the ship out of San Diego for Pearl's birthday. But yeah, this is going to happen. This is going to happen for me. And that's our bucket list episode. Again, I just wanted to plant a few seeds for trips that weren't what we always focus on. There are things I dream of doing, of course. The What is it called? The Venice Simple Orient Express, whatever that fancy train is that's been in my feeds for years. I dream of doing that, but that's not really realistic. Like, that's flying overseas. That's spending a lot of money, like a life savings amount of money to be on a train. Like, that is a big, big trip. These are things I'm desperate to do that are kind of in some of our backyards. So hopefully there is something that's near you or near-ish to possibly a trip you're already doing this year that you can tack on a little adventure. If you end up going to any of these places, please tag me, call me, let me know. I want to live vicariously through your journey, and I want to know if you have any tips. If you've been to any of these and you love them and are like, no, 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 you have to go, please call my Wisconsin listeners. I'm talking to you. Please let me know that I missed out on so much during all my many, many summers in Wisconsin. Oh, I need to go back this year. I need to go back. And I just want to wish you happy travel planning. It's so fun. January is so fun because there's a whole year ahead of us. So much can happen. And there's so much potential for all of the joy that you can have ahead. Last year, as you know, I traveled too much, traveled a little too much, traveled a little too much for my own health and my own good. But at the beginning of the year, I had no trips on the books. So this is really a month of possibility, looking forward to all that can happen. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful start to 2026. I hope your first week back at work, if that applies to you, has been smooth and not absolutely soul crushing, because inboxes be busy. Busy. If you left a lot of stuff for this week like I did, I'm silently holding your hand, saying a prayer for you, and I hope you do the same for me. If you are attending a Musapalooza, stay tuned for more updates. We have so much that is happening, so much is in the works, and I'm wrapping things up as we speak. And yeah, thank you for listening today and always. We have a lot of fun episodes coming up the next few months and this huge, massive group trip that is just less than 1 month away. Stay tuned. I love you all and Happy New Year. Welcome back, Becky.
I'm back with more. You will not believe. You don't have to just go to Disney World to get some savings on some incredible vacation deals. One of them is Adventures by Disney, which you and I could probably talk about an ABD for an entire podcast as well. See, look at me trying to help you plan your podcast.
Multiple. I know. Oh my gosh.
They just offered a save up to $500 per person on select 2026 and 2027, either river cruises or land as well. So
that's big money.
It's big money, especially if you have a family of four. That's $2,000 savings. It must be booked by March 12th, and it is valid on select departures from April 1st to December 19th, 2027.
Ooh, we're talking river cruise holiday market window.
Oh, you have no idea. That's my favorite thing ever, is a river cruise in the Christmas markets. Have you ever done one?
I have done one. I did it with Adventures by Disney, and it was mind-blowing. It was so fun. That was
one of my favorite things to do. I'm going to try to do it again, because every other year, you got to do Christmas markets.
So magical.
Two other things that are available right now, and they're both MEI Travel exclusive, so they're only available through us. Ooh. One of them is if you book a Royal Caribbean cruise for departures February 1st to September 30th, deposited by January 31st, you get a free soda package for two when you book a balcony or suite. Ooh. So that's a great add-on, because their beverage packages are additional cost, and this would be free to you. So I love that.
Nice.
My other one is if you like Norwegian, a lot of people like NCL, Norwegian Cruise Lines, we have an exclusive of up to $200 onboard credit per stateroom if you book a balcony or above on select 2026 sailings. That is for a booking window through January 15th versus sailings May. Oh, no, that is for 2026 sailing. So there's a lot of those offers out there, too. Like I said, I could sit here and go on for probably another 30 minutes of everything that's out there. I have seen deals to Hawaii. I've seen deals on Princess Cruise Lines, Viking Cruise Lines. Tons of different competitors out there are all vying for the vacation dollar, and they're doing it by offering these great savings.
Wow. And what I love about not just working with your company, but also planning my trips. I just booked a cruise with you guys. I love just sending an email and being like, what's the pricing for this date or this date? And then just, I don't have to do research. I don't have to look through all this. You guys just do it. And it's for free. And it's incredible.
You don't have to touch a keyboard. If you don't want to, you don't have to touch a computer. You don't have to get on the internet. You can just say, hey, I did
that. That's what I did.
And we can take care of you. But the other thing too, and I always want to make sure to tell people, because there are people who like the part of the planning process. They like to be part of it, especially for cruisers. They like to know exactly where their cabin's going to be. They like to know what they want to do. We have a self-booking engine, which is bookmeicruise.com. You can go, you can look at our offers, our specials. You can look at how much something would be. You can pull it up. If you see something you like, you can hold it. You can even deposit it. But then the next morning, we'll get the information. We'll assign you an advisor who then can be your backup, who can always watch for better deals and who can help you through the process.
Incredible. You guys are the best.
Thank you. We love what we do.
Thank you for coming on this special wave season 2026, and I can't wait to hear what next month has in store.
Oh my gosh. Wave season starts in January, but it goes all the way through March. So I
Oh
can tell you we're going to have more to talk about next month.
my gosh. And I get to see you next month.
I know. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait.
I'm so excited too. Thank you so much, Becky.
See you real soon.
My goodness. Hello, Carly. I'm Lindsay from North Carolina. I want to start off with just saying a huge thank you for all the work that you put into the show. I'm currently training for my first marathon, and listening to your podcast is like literally the only thing that keeps me going. So huge thank you to you for all the work that you do. I had a quick question about Tokyo Disneyland. I'm going to be going to Japan with my parents and my husband later in 2026. My husband and I have been there twice before, and we've seen both Disneyland and DisneySea. But this time we're only going to have 3 days in Tokyo, so I'm thinking of doing a half day in one of the parks. So I was wondering if you had any advice on just doing a half day at Tokyo Disney, which park you would recommend, any tips that you have. Thank you so much. Bye.
Lindsay, hi. Okay, first of all, before we get into your question, I just need to once again acknowledge and praise all of the runners who listen to this podcast and who may currently be listening to this while you run. Running to me is a maniacal workout. I cannot run. I ran cross country in high school simply because they would have like endless Panera bagels. And I was like, oh, so you mean if I like run 2.5 to 3 miles, you will just feed me bagels nonstop, which is my only motivator for running. But as an adult, I cannot do it. I physically cannot do it. Like my old bones will not support running. So whenever anyone is running these Disney races or training or just jogging around at home for fun, I am so impressed by you. And the fact that I get to be like your bagel on your journey is truly fascinating to me. Again, running, I ran like 3 blocks because I was running late to a workout class the other day and was like, how do people do this? How do people do this as their workout? You guys are champions. I am impressed by you, and I am so grateful to be on your journey while you are running. I feel like I should be talking faster, faster, faster so I can like keep up your pace, but still, I appreciate it. And I am very impressed by you. And that's all I wanted to say. Now, to answer your question, this one's easy peasy pie, because the hardest thing to overcome, also, if you hear, which I'm always like, why do I make noises when, like, are there always ambient background noises in this podcast? It's because I'm wearing so much freaking jewelry. It's all clanging together at all times. Anyway, your question, you got over the largest hump of the issue, which is, I'm going to Tokyo for 3 days. How do I do something besides go to Tokyo Disney Resort? And the fact that you are already, you figured out the main problem, which is that you are going to dedicate a half day to the parks, which means you're pretty much golden. The main choice you have to make now is, do you want that to be an early start, wait in lines, get there early, blast through the park, and then leave in the afternoon half day? Or do you want this to be a start in the afternoon and stay till evening, get less done, but more enjoy the ambiance type of day? Since you have been, and I don't know from your call, I'm not entirely sure what your parents' threshold or interest in seeing Tokyo Disney Resort is, but what I would recommend if I was you, going in with the knowledge I have, is that I would recommend you buy one of the early evening passport tickets for yourself and your family. Now, this is a ticket they offer at Tokyo Disney, which can give you access to a park from 3 p.m. onwards on weekends and holidays. They also have a weeknight passport from 5 p.m. onwards on weeknights. Those are, I believe, available for Tokyo Disney Sea and Tokyo Disneyland. I'm double checking that as I say that out loud because I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it should be, but it would just depend on if it is sold out. Yes, they do sell those for both parks. It just depends availability. I'm looking right now and there are tickets available endlessly, so you should be okay if you buy them in advance. But that is what I would recommend to you, because if you're there with your parents, you're on this big trip, you're overseas with family, like you're doing a lot, you're battling jet lag, you're seeing Tokyo in a matter of 3 days, waking up extremely early, I almost said a profane word, but waking up extremely early and waiting in lines with people who are not gung-ho about like, yeah, we're gonna run and gun it. That might be a little too intense for the trip. So I say, get this afternoon ticket or just buy a regular ticket and show up, you know, like noon and then leave whenever you want. Like, you don't have to buy this later one. I'm just trying to save you a little bit of money. But I would recommend doing the afternoon move. And I would actually give you my main toddler rule for this trip. Now, my toddler rule when visiting a Disney park is to have one thing. Just have one thing where if you accomplish this goal, you did it. Everything on top of that is gravy. It really helps to set expectations, to make sure that you don't leave disappointed, and to kind of guarantee you get to do the one thing you really, really, really want to do. It helps you like edit mentally before you go. I would recommend that for this trip. And Tokyo DisneySea is such a robust, beautiful park that even walking around it to see everything, maybe only going on one ride, maybe only doing one experience, but just being there in that park is experience enough. It is, I think, also a cultural icon of Japan, so I think it is worth dedicating time to. And going with your family, just walking around, which is what I did with my husband on the last trip. We did blast through many, many rides, if you've listened to that episode. But we really just walked around, and it was really, really nice to be in the different spaces. So I would recommend that for you. Find the one thing that your whole family you want to do together. Try to plan around that. But otherwise, enjoy the vibes. Like, what a gift to be overseas with your family and be able to just like walk through those different lands, particularly at nighttime. Oh, you're going to have a wonderful trip. Have so much fun. Let me know how it goes. Call in. But yeah, I would say whether or not you buy that afternoon evening ticket, I would keep it easy, keep it casual, and kind of do end of the day instead of the early chaos of the day. That would be my vote for your trip, because there's going to be a lot going on that trip. And this way you can at least kind of relax and unwind while within the Disney bubble. I hope you have so much fun. I hope you keep up the good running. Is that, what do you say? Not like break legs, that's for stage. What's the running equivalent? I hope you meet your pace goal, and thank you for calling. Really, I'm so excited for your trip. I want to come. That's our show! Okay, I got that one. My voice isn't fully back, but I got that one. Thank you all so much for listening to this bucket list episode. I hope I maybe planted a seed of future travels. And if you are interested in going anywhere and doing anything in 2026, of course, please make sure to reach out to MEI Mouse Fan Travel. They help keep this podcast going. They are the reason we are doing a group trip, and we'll hopefully do them in the future, because if your girl was planning it, let's just say it would not come together. They are masters at the details, at the execution, at the planning, at the organization. They are simply who you want on your side when you're planning a vacation, because they will do it all for you for free. They will not charge you, and they will help you plan your trip. That, a free personal assistant who is an expert in Disney, like, what else could you hope for? Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing for all of your Disney, Universal, Cruise Line, travel, etc., any of your out and about needs this year in 2026. You can rate, review, and follow Very Amusing on Apple Podcasts, and rate and follow us on Spotify. You can even leave a comment on Spotify. And you can give us a call at 747-CHUROS. And I gotta hand it to all of you that our last episode, the last episode of 2025, was a Churros Hotline episode. In that, I tried to give y'all a pep talk, and I was like, listen, treat the Churros Hotline as like an exercise in us picking up the phone and calling. Because here's the deal. My niece, for holidays, I don't know why I forgot the name of Christmas. My niece celebrates Christmas. My niece for Christmas and Hanukkah, I guess, for the holidays, I guess the holidays was the right answer after all. My niece, forget about holidays. My niece got a thing called a tin can. If you've probably heard of this at this point, it is pretty mainstream. It is a children's version of a landline phone. And the kids are obsessed with landline phones, which means that even though all of us in this safe space right now grew up likely with landlines in our homes and then now have cell phones, we're not used to landlines, we're not used to calling, we're used to placing food deliveries on our phone, beep, 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 boop, 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 we don't have to say anything out loud. This younger generation is now used to picking up a phone and dialing a friend and talking. So we are going to be the lost phone generation, and I want to make sure the Churros Hotline is your safe space to get back in the groove and back in the swing of things of picking up a phone and calling. And I wanted to acknowledge and praise all of you, because we got a lot a whole lot of churros calls after that one, which means that it's working. It is working. And more than a handful of them called multiple times, which is what I want from you guys. I want you to feel safe. I don't want you to feel pressure of like, oh no, I gotta get it right. I gotta get it right. Hang up and dial right back. I'm only gonna listen to the newest one. I got you. We are in this struggle together. So thank you for heeding the call, for really like feeling like safe. Like you call, I'm looking at these calls. There's so many calls and I'm so grateful that you guys felt a little more comfortable to pick up the phone and dial. And again, the younger generation is gonna catch us. Like we gotta be better with phones. I'm bad at it and my job is to talk out loud, okay? We all have to be better. I am with you on this journey. Let the Churros Hotline be your safe space to get used to it. And thank you for all of you who did call. Again, 747 Churros, anytime, day or night, and I'll be happy to answer even the tiniest of Think Park problems. You can follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet. Join the Foamily at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel and subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month. I am going to be doing even more there this year. I have some goals. So I want to make it more of like, right now it's just me posting at least once every 24 to 48 hours, but I post more than that. Usually I just post a bunch. It's basically like, if you don't see a lot of posts on my Instagram stories, because a lot of them are unsubscribers, just because it's a nice little community and I love it a lot. I really love that there's this little clubhouse there that I get to entertain. But I'm going to be doing more in 2026 with that. So if you haven't subscribed yet, consider subscribing now. Again, 99 cents a month. 99 cents a month. These days, that's practically pennies. Even though, did they get rid of the penny? Did I imagine that? I feel like they got rid of pennies. Maybe I just went, when I was in Colorado, a lot of the businesses were like, we don't have pennies. Maybe it was, I think nationwide, maybe they don't. The news is going too fast and I can't remember things, but cobble together all those pennies and use 99 of them to subscribe to my Instagram. Thanks so much for listening. Happy 2026. See you real soon.
Hi, your voice is getting better. I'm so excited. All right, let's talk about Stars Hollow. I can't believe I've never been, and you've been three times. I can't even believe it. But you took a picture with the adorable Scott Patterson, Luke. Oh, my God. And that's not even the first time you talked to him. Remember when you went there a while ago and you FaceTimed him on someone else's phone? He knows you now. I can't even believe it. All right, please don't be upset, but I love hearing Pearl's little voice more than anything. That was so adorable. But best amusing ever was when she did your intro. It was so cute. I love it so much. I died. All right, about Cruella. I don't know anything about anything. All I know is that we went on a Disney Destiny and we picked a villain to dress like. And of course, I chose Cruella and I went full blown Cruella. It was so good. I picked Cruella because she is my favorite villain. I'm not sure if it was the black and white coat made out of Dalmatians, but, you know, you're led to believe that, but I have no clue about anything. But she did kill the housekeeper who she gave her baby. She gave the baby to. That's right. She is a villain, but I just liked her hair so much. Such a fun episode. I love that you shared us with the shopping SOS. What is that, email? Whatever. I'm having a blast shopping on the U.S. shopping website you shared. Lots of Duffy. This is going to be very expensive, but what else am I going to do today? So fun. Thank you so much. And I just want to wish everyone a very happy Hanukkah and a very Merry Christmas, but most of all, a happy and healthy New Year. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearl. You're so adorable. Bye.